very happy Saturday morning, everybody. Saturday, January 21st, 2023. It's the Saturday edition of Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News podcast. Podcast, and it's brought to you by the Snood Factory. www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake here on board the beautiful Oceana Sirena. The voice is getting a little better. Thanks for asking. We are at sea, still on our way to Costa Maya. It was a scheduled 11 a.m. arrival. It's been pushed back till noon, according to the cruise director, who just interrupted my taping by going into the staterooms. We've been up against some currents. We've been up against, and those currents have prevented us from being on time. I will never, ever infer or think possibly we've been going slower to save fuel. I would say, okay, we hit some currents. So we're supposed to get in at noon. This is where, on Thursday, the Carnival Sunshine could not dock because it was very windy, and more than likely the captain was Italian, and he realized a good gust of wind, he could smash into the pier, and he would end up running a gelato stand in Naples. So he said, the hell with it, and kept on going. We'll see if we get in. I'm pretty sure we will, but we'll be in a little late. We'll stay at 8 o'clock tonight anyway, and Costa Maya is just Costa Maya. It's just another man-made destination. It is the Saturday edition. That is a shorter edition, much like the Saturday newspaper. It's very thin, not a whole lot of news in the Saturday paper, not a whole lot of news in this podcast. In fact, why drag it out? Somebody play the music. I'm going to start out on this Saturday by, I have a couple of requests. Number one, if you go on a ship, do me a favor, wash your hands, and wash your hands often. We've forgotten to do that. We neglect to do that. I don't. I've lived norovirus. I wash my hands all the time. All right, please do that. And I bring that up for a reason. During COVID, everybody sanitized. Everybody wore 70 masks. Everybody was in fear of COVID. And then now nobody cares anymore. They think COVID is over. So I was on Ruby Princess, 2,000 Chinese. They all wore masks. Nobody washed their hands. They thought the evil spirits were inside the sanitizer. We didn't get norovirus. I predicted we would. Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas right now has an outbreak of norovirus. And believe me, if you have an outbreak of norovirus on the Brilliance of the Seas, you're not feeling very brilliant. You're feeling pretty bad because it gets both sides of you, and it's no fun. And then they have to go to Code Red, and they clean everything on the ship, the hallways, the ceilings, your husband's bald head gets wiped down, everything gets clean, and it's no fun at all. And the way to fix that is just wash your hands and wash your hands often. And don't say it's the cruise line's fault, the ship is infected, it's in the cushions, it never went away. No, it's brought on usually by a guest who lies at the embarkation where there's a letter to fill out. Are you feeling sick? I had a little food poisoning, but I think I'm okay. No, you have norovirus, you're going to come on and spread it all over. So just be careful, wash your hands. Wash your hands off. And my second request, Fort Lauderdale Tourism Bureau put out a press release. They're very excited and good for them. They have four charters this month of February, four LGBTQIA plus charters. Now, I am not singling out these charters, but I am, because what happens in these charters, you know, people forget that how to behave. No other way to describe it. If you're on those charters and you want to have the whoopee in your room. And the reason for that is you didn't buy the ship, you chartered the ship. And the people on board didn't sign up. They signed up to deliver Mai Tais to old people. They didn't sign up to watch grappling and wrestling in public areas. Let's leave it at that. The whoopee is fine, and I don't care who you whoopee with. It doesn't matter to me. You can whoopee with everybody. You can have 200 people in your room whoopeeing. But just do it in the room. I've heard horror stories from the crew. You know, they're young people, and some of them, you know, this is an eye-opener. It's like eye-opener. They should probably name it that way. What cruise are you going on? We're going on the eye-opener because they haven't seen anything. So I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm saying it's wrong in public because you can't do whatever you want to do in public most of the time, certainly not here. We don't have two 80-year-olds. Male or female, male, female. We don't have them going at it in the hot tub. If we did, we'd have to call the medical center, get the defibrillator. Are you kidding me? So just take it down a notch, put it in the room. And I've always wanted to say that because I think as, you know, I don't work those, but as a crew member, these young people, you know, they come from a different time. They're like, wow. So there you go. Let's get to the real stories. Yesterday, I talked about Holland America. They're expanding their casino space on five of their ships. They're also adding a non-smoking area. I forgot to mention that. That's kind of important. Now on ships, you can smoke on the what I call the Greyhound life jacket. You can smoke. You can smoke here, but only deck 9 pool area and the smoking lounge on 10. That's it. You can't smoke anywhere else. You can't smoke in a casino. Our people go crazy with the fact they smoke on the pool deck. They go by, oh, you know, I'm be honest with you. People here, they can smell smoke on a ship going by. I smell smoke. There's nobody smoking. It's over there on that ship. So on Holland America, they're going to have a separate non-smoking casino area. Fabulous. For if you don't smoke, see, the problem is smokers gamble, and they're mostly the gamblers. So the cruise lines don't care. They're there to make money. They're not here to save you or protect your health. They're not. I don't care what it does to tell you. They're there to make money. So they let people smoke in the casino, but they have a non-smoking area, but it's in the same room. Stupid. Smoke goes right across. You can smell it. So now Holland America will have a non-smoking casino area. Great idea. Michael Bailey, he's the president of Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. He's English, you know. He said it's a bit of a conundrum. A conundrum, he says, but it's not. Mike, here's the deal. You know it. If you let them smoke in a casino, it'll be busier because they've tried it. They've banned smoking casinos and nobody went in because the smokers gamble, the smokers drink. Somebody wrote an article recently about cruising is all about doing things to excess. We drink too much, we eat too much, we gamble too much. They should probably have a cruise line called the 2XS cruise line. Are you on TUI? No, we're on the too much. We do too much. We eat too much, drink too much, gamble too much. So listen, this is a big deal. If you're listening here and you sail Holland America, check out the five ships that have the non-smoking casino area and, you know, lose $12,000 without, you know, coughing up a lung. I talk a lot about MSC Cruises every freaking day, but they're back in the news. It's not good news. Their brand new ship, the Seascape, that was christened in New York, and they had the big thing, we are the biggest, the greatest, the best in the world. Well, they have engine problems. It's been reported. The captain on the Seascape, his name is Francesco De Palma. He sent a letter out to all the guests. He goes, hey, excuse me, but we have a little problem. One of the engines is Shino Go, and they can't make one port. They canceled it. They're gonna get to the private island and limp back to Miami. Now, there are other reports from other sources. It sounds very journalistic, doesn't it? That actually is more than one engine. It's actually one engine working. Now, they're saying, according to the letter, it's an engine software issue. Okay, I'll buy into that, I suppose. It's so sophisticated these days. They have a glitch in the software, and that's keeping one engine from operating. The other ones are supposedly working. But either way, they missed a port of call, and they're going to make the private island, and they're going to limp into Miami tomorrow, and I'll find out Monday whether or not it's going to sail or whether they can fix it or one problem with the software. Hey, somebody get a hammer, and we'll go. You know, they are so complicated nowadays. Who knows? I talk about Virgin Hotels. Actually, I don't. I talk about Virgin Voyages and the fact they have a safe to play kit and odds and ends, and I'm not kidding you. In the Virgin Hotel, the hotel is called the Shag Bar. I am not making this up. If anybody's English listening to this, you know what it means. English slang, right? Americans are stupid. They're looking around for the shag carpet. They're going, I don't see any shag carpet. It's called the Shag Bar. I'm not making that up. Anyway, they have some hotels. They're a little bombastic too. Their release says they have a very strong North American presence. They have six hotels. They have one in Chicago, one in Dallas, one Nashville, New Orleans, Las Vegas. That's six. There's probably a guy in Ohio that has six Motel Sixes, and he has a very strong presence in Ohio. Six. Oh, come on. How many does Marriott, Hilton? See, you have a presence, you know, a strong presence. And they're also in Edinburgh, Scotland, but they're going to expand. They have 30 different projects in their pipeline. And believe me, if you had a project in your pipeline, it's worse than Norway's. And they're expanding. So they decided to reorganize and give it a new name. It's called the Virgin Hotels Collection. They had a big meeting, a lot of coffee, a couple of scones, and said, let's come up with a name. So I've never sailed on Virgin. I've never flown on Virgin, and I've never stayed in a Virgin hotel. I am going to fly Virgin for the first time, Virgin Atlantic. I'm flying it from JFK to Heathrow and Heathrow to Mumbai end of April. I'm looking forward to that. They have a great reputation, I suppose. But they do have some pretty full of crap press releases. All right. And finally, I couldn't wait for this story. I was so excited to read this. Unfortunately, I'm not flying Delta One when I fly to Mumbai. I'm flying business class on Virgin. But Delta has resumed their dessert cart service in their Delta One business class on international flights. Makes me want to book one right now. Come on. Look, the problem with the food nowadays, I fly first class, they're giving me like curry and vegan food. And the flight attendant on my last flight didn't even know what the hell it was. I said, what is it? She goes, I have no idea. She had no idea what it was. I couldn't believe it. But they're bringing back desserts and very nice desserts. They have opera cake with chocolate ganache. And believe me, I will not have a piece of cake without a little ganache on it. You know, who doesn't want a little chocolate ganache on the cake? You know what I mean? They also have wonderful cheese, Midnight Moon Gouda. Yeah, huh? Enough of it, and you wait till midnight, and out comes the moon, I guess. I don't know. Vanilla sundaes, well, yada, yada, yada. I mean, are you kidding me? Let's keep the planes clean, take off on time, have ticket takers that smile and treat you with a little respect, and drop the curry. That's all I'm asking. Whatever happened to a little pasta and tomato sauce? That's all. Maybe chicken noodle soup. Even here, we never have chicken noodle soup here because it's too plain. We don't do plain. They're also going to upgrade their offerings on their domestic first class, including vegetarian cheesesteaks. Please. Please. Oh, stop it. Just give me a burger and a couple of drinks and be done with it. So, all right. I told you, it's a Saturday edition. Where are we at time-wise? 11 minutes, baby. It's the sat little thinner like the newspaper. Also, real quickly, if you go on to Apple or iHeart or anywhere else, follow me there. That would be very nice. And if you want to be notified daily, go to the website, bestofcradio.com, and hit the subscribe button. Put in your email address, and you'll be notified daily. I'll be happy to notify you daily. I'm not going to call your house. I'm not coming by and ringing the doorbell. You'll get an email from Constant Contact, and you'll get to hear more of this kvetching and complaining and whining and moaning. And before I go, I have to make a clarification. And believe me, you think I'm annoying now. Wait till I get home in a couple of weeks and I add a lot of sounds to this. There will be a lot more. Remember like the morning zoo radio? There's going to be a lot of sounds. And so when I go to a clarification, there'll be some sound for that. Yesterday, I told a story about having dinner with Gaston, which was a true story, about the fact that our chickens have balcony cabins, and the chickens that lay hens get massages and happy endings and whatever else. But I did say, the person said, well, I don't care because we don't eat the crew. That line was given to me by a very funny guy named Perry. He's on board right now. He's not a comedian. He's a successful businessman with money in the bank, so he obviously couldn't be a comedian. But that was his, and I just felt bad that I didn't give him credit, so I would give him credit. And there you go. And that's about all I have to say today on this Saturday, other than have a great weekend. And thank you for all the notes. I had an email from a good friend of mine, Larry. He's spreading the word to all of his friends about this podcast. And can you believe this? One of his friends actually said the podcast is becoming addicting. I'm addicting. Not to my wife, but I'm addicting to everybody else. So my thanks to Larry and everyone else. Have a great weekend. I don't know where that duck has been, because I've been talking way too long for the last 6 minutes. That duck should have started at the beginning of the podcast. Talk to you Monday.